This is MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore, and I'm at the Pleasant Street Tea Company once again. It's my great pleasure to bring a couple of members of the Salem Republican City Committee to Gloucester, including the chairperson, John Hayes, and the secretary-treasurer, Cynthia Fort. And Cynthia Fort, excuse me. Are you one of the Gloucester Foots? Are you related to the Gloucester Foots?
I'm sure we're all related. The Foot family came from England in 1630 to Salem, and they've been there since then.
Okay.
So we go way back.
There's some history here. And John, first of all, thank you for coming to Gloucester. I appreciate it. And tell me a little bit about your background as to how you got to be where you are, and that could be either professionally, personally, or in terms of the Salem Republican City Committee. A little background.
Okay, I'm John Hayes, Salem Republican City Committee. I've been a resident of Salem all my life. A lot of years ago, I was a Democrat, and a guy by the name of Carter changed that for me. And then all of a sudden, come along Ronald Reagan, who I admired greatly. And sometime over the next few years, few presidencies, I got involved with the Salem City Committee as a member of the Ward 6 Committee. And what evolved from there, we've had a lot of turnover within our committees in Salem over the years. And somehow or other, I got to become the chairman of the Salem Republican City Committee, which I enjoyed an awful lot. I met an awful lot of nice people. Politicians from all over the place would come to us looking for help. One of the big problems that we have as Republicans, we're greatly outnumbered by unenrolled people that really don't want to distinguish themselves either as a Republican or a Democrat. And we've only got about 2,000 Republicans in the city of Salem of something like 40,000 voters, a population of 40,000. We're trying to build up the committee, and I've got an alternative motive to it, is that I really want to get some people in there that will take my job away from me. And also, Cynthia and myself would both like to retire from the committee at the end of our terms this time, which has got another 2 years, I think it's 2 years, that we have in this position. So anybody out there that is interested in joining us, we even invite Democrats and independents to come to our meetings, and we have both that have showed up at one time or another. And we'd like to invite anybody that hears this to give us a call. We have our own Facebook page, which is Salem Republican City Committee, and Cynthia monitors that on a regular basis. I haven't figured out how to do it too successfully yet. I've tried, but I've got a lot to learn.
Cynthia, do you you involved in the social media? You get all the information out there and go surfing on that?
I do as much as I can. I tend to go to a lot of the conservative websites and glean what they've put on their sites, and I map it over to the Facebook site. Mm-hmm. I try to get involved with local activity going on, state activity, federal activity, and just sometimes some point of interest that's amusing or just fun.
John, you mentioned something about getting people to participate, and I've noticed, obviously, in the last X number of years, it's easy to complain. No matter what side you're on, it's easy to complain. Not so easy to get involved in work. And my goal when doing these interviews is to try to find out how we can become unified, not necessarily philosophically, but at least civilly, and how we can, you know, talk issues and have discussions and so on. And what is it that the Republican Party on a local level, what are you looking to do in to try to get, for want of a better word, I'll say kids involved, but what's the message out there that you want to display on a local level? And then maybe I'll ask you more about other things, but you know what I'm trying to say in terms of inviting people in to work for something rather than against something.
Well, the main reason that people should get involved in our electoral system is because we're all Americans, and we are one country, indivisible. And we all should be working together. And one of the problems that we have as a Republican is that we can always agree with the other side of the aisle, but we find it very difficult to get the other side of the aisle to agree with us. And I think I'd like to change that. I like a politician or a person elected to be able to cross the aisle and work with the people on the other side. There's got to be a way that we can compromise on a lot of these issues that we have. I just think, and there's also, lost for words.
Okay. Well, that leads me to something, along those same lines. As we were talking before, it's easy to talk negative, but when you sit down one-to-one and you have discussions with people who have opposing views, ultimately, if you take the time to listen, there's some agreement somewhere that you can come up with. And I think, you came up with a great... One of the ideas I would have for a candidate in order to be qualified to run for office is you've got to explain to me how you're going to work with the other party. You've got to tell me what you're going to try to do to work with the other party, then I'll vote for you. And I don't care which side you're on. How does that work? In Massachusetts, the Republican, even at the State House, Senator Tarr is, of course, our representative, and he gets things accomplished. With Democrats, he gets stuff done. And it just shows that, if you're willing to work at it, I think, things do get done. One of the problems that I have is that it seems to me Congress on both sides, Congress people on both sides, as soon as they elected, they start running for re-election instead of service. You guys are involved in public service. You volunteer. You've given your time year in and year out over the decades. How does that translate? How can you get that across to young people? Because, this is what it's all about, is what you guys do.
Well, I'll give you a couple of quick examples. I don't really want to badmouth anybody, but we had a U.S. senator that replaced Teddy Kinney, and when we elected him, we pretty much knew that he was a rhino, that he would work with the other side. And when he did get elected, I think he was there for about 2 years, maybe a little bit more. And I thought he was very good at working with the other side. Some people got upset with him about that. Some people that are extremely right. But I was happy with him because he was our rhino. Mm-hmm. And I'll say the same thing about Charlie Baker. Charlie Baker, if you're far right Republican, you may not even want to vote for him this time because he works with the other side. There isn't any politician down in Washington or in Boston that anybody is 100% happy with. And the way I look at Charlie Baker is he is our rhino. And like him or not, he's going to be a lot better than the rhino or the Democrat that the Democrats could run. At least Charlie Baker, we know, will work with the other side of the aisle. And he's been doing that right along. Mm-hmm. Like him or not, he's our man.
Cynthia, what are some of the things that maybe as a committee are doing in order to get people involved or to get the message out there as to what the Salem Republican City Committee does? Because obviously we read about what happens at a state level or at a national level, but what is it that you try to do on a local level?
We try to get people to come to meetings, which is very difficult, and I think what needs to happen is that politics affects us all at all levels. And once you understand that it's a part of your life, you need to understand the politics, because things happen and decisions are made that come back and affect you adversely or to your benefit. We want to get the membership of the Salem Republican City Committee increased. We want to do a type of bring new people in. Mm-hmm. If you're coming to a meeting, bring someone from your ward with you. Mm-hmm. And we're looking for ideas. We want new blood. We want new ideas. We want growth.
Okay. John, this is a midterm election coming up, and what does that mean for you guys this year?
Well, we're really hoping that we can get some of our candidates that are running as Republicans elected and replace some of the Democrats down there. We really feel, at least I really feel, that we've got a good chance to do that this term, mainly because the head of our ticket will be Charlie Brown. Charlie Baker. I get my people mixed up. But Baker will pull a big vote in Massachusetts, I believe, and hopefully on his coattails that there'll be other people that will get elected also. Hopefully Charlie will pull a big vote, and I don't see him losing. I think that he'll win the election.
I think if Charlie Brown were to really run, I think everybody would vote for Charlie Brown. and finally, John, I'm one of the things that I found interesting in the last cycle of city elections before the most recent one was in Gloucester in particular, there were some candidates running for city council who ran on a ticket of Republicans, and I had never seen that before. I always thought that local elections were nonpartisan. In fact, I voted for people I have no idea. I don't have any idea, what their affiliation is. Does a city committee get involved in the local elections as well?
We do. We do support people. A good example of that is this last term around, we supported Paul Prevey. And Paul, he's an unenrolled person, and we supported him because of who he was. And a very, very fine man. We really thought that it was time for a little bit of a change in the corner office in City Hall. Paul got beaten like a drum, and he didn't make it. But we were happy to support him, and there were Democrats that we supported also in Salem.
And finally, Cynthia, is there a way that is discussed in some of your meetings, how your message can get out there without somebody on the other side being mean? You know what I'm trying to say? Is there a way that we can talk? Is there a way that you found that you can talk to the opposition so that it is civil and so that you can hear each other? I know you have done it because we're sitting here, at this point, and you've discussed this. But is there a way that we can do this everywhere, I guess, because I'm a little scared the way things are right now in the country. I mean, there's a lot of tremendous negativity on television. You sit down, you talk on a local basis, and you hear the other person because you know the other person. Is there a way that you see on a local level that this is happening or can happen?
It can happen if we just go back to basics and just get out of what is coming out of the news media, what's coming out of D.C., what's coming out of all these negative corners, and just have civil conversations. You have a point, I have a point, you have a side you agree with, I have a side I agree with, but there's always the middle, or there's a middle ground, and that can be achieved. But both sides have to be willing to work towards that point.
I was going to ask you something stupid, but I'm not, and it seems to me it's a very complex issue, but I think that the idea of your getting the word out, inviting more people in, showing what you do, I think that needs to be done more everywhere, not only in Salem, but all
of... No question about it. No question about it at all. And there's one thing that about negativity. I would like these politicians, including the President of the United States, to take that... What is it called?
Twitter
or Facebook Twitter, or whatever it is. And, I'd like to speak to his wife or his daughter and say, go take it away from him.
I think they hired John Kelly to do that, but it didn't work.
That's his connection to the American people, the American voters that got him in office. That's the best way to communicate with them.
Okay. Guys, anything else? I'll give you the last word. Anything else you'd like to mention? No?
Happy Valentine's Day.
We're going to St. Patrick's Day next, okay, guys? All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it, guys. John Hayes, the chairperson of the Salem Republican City Committee, along with, excuse me, Cynthia Foote, the secretary treasurer of the Salem Republican City Committee. This is MSO News Sports.